Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, June 6, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday. Oh, I'm always so excited about today. Yes, that's what today is. But before I get on with that, you know, I just put some intro music onto my show, and it's entitled You Foxy Thing. Don't ask me why. Anyway, I have the pleasure of knowing a very wonderful, talented young man whose name is Germano Toussaint, and he is a young and brilliant guy who just happens to be a composer, arranger, lyricist, playwright, producer, and activist, and he put together a fabulous one-minute intro for my show. He lives in New York, where he collaborates with other industry professionals and celebs on their projects and plays and other impressive and important stuff. I tell you, he's got a lot of wonderful credits to his name, and I just want to send out a big shout out to him and a thank you for being open and willing to hear me out about what I wanted. And I hired him to get that job done for me, and I'm really very excited about it. So I hope you'll check him out, because I know people out there who are in that industry are always looking for people to collaborate with. And you can find him at www.germanotoussaint.com. And I'm going to spell it out. I'll also put it up on my website and my social media platforms a little later today. But it's G-E-R-M-O-N-O, last name is Toussaint.com. So please take a look at him. He is so talented. And I have to mention that when he was a young guy, I've known him since he was a young guy, he wrote one of his very first compositions for me. So this is like a special jump in time for me that he was available and took out the time to hear my heart. So you'll be hearing You Foxy Thing at the beginning of every show. How about that? Well, back to the show. As I was saying, I love that it's Master Your Mindset Monday. Oh, my God. I love every show, of course, but I'm definitely a strong advocate of what we're doing today, talking about positive thinking. You know, some people think positive thinking is just a bunch of nonsense. Well, here, listen, get this memo, people. It's a bunch of good sense. And believe me, it makes sense. Negative thinking will drag you around in life unsympathetically. I tell you, you don't even know what hit you. It'll have you thinking that there's no other way to think, there's no other way to see things, no other way to do things. And as a consequence, you may not experience life as fully and completely as you could. And that's the truth. Well, how do you overcome those negative thoughts and attitudes? Well, there are a multitude of ways, and today we'll discuss a few of them. They have to be crushed, demolished, and destroyed. Yes, they do. My radio BFF superstar, Cassandra McShepherd, is here to discuss this ever so interesting topic with me today. Negative thinking, get out of here. And I know she has plenty to say on the subject, too. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Silver. I'm feeling like a sexy thing, too.
I know, right? Foxy thing. You foxy
that music,
thing.
That, oh, well, that, too. That music was fabulous.
Thank you so
Excuse
much.
Me if I'm feeling more sexy than foxy, but it's okay. It's all right. And I love the topic of conversation. because how we feel has so much to do with how we think. A lot of times when we are not feeling in our right mind or feeling ill at ease physically, it's difficult to think positively. But it is so, those are the times we're really providing we have something that we know. Those are the times to really go for what you know, because it's a wonderful fulfilling of God's word and or universe, or a vicious cycle. Either way,
yeah.
Depends
yeah.
upon what you're thinking, because the answer's always yes. So if you're caught up in thoughts of all things lovely, then all things lovely to think about will come. If you're caught up in foolishness and madness, then you will continuously see more opportunities to be fooled by madness. It's like
oh my gosh, and I love that you said to be fooled by madness, because that's it, exactly what it is. That's why I said it'll drag you mm-hmm. around life unsympathetically, because it's a lie about who you are, who you can be, what you can do, and all of that. But you know what, Cassandra, I have really been paying attention because I wanted to see the validity. When people say things, is there any validity to what they're saying as far as their belief and what they're saying that's negative? And as I paid attention to people over the last couple of days, I thought to myself, you know, those are things that have just been embedded into their thoughts, and they're often deeply rooted. The things I heard people say were just, you know, things that we kind of commonly deal with life in a certain kind of way. We just think certain things, and we say it, and we've taught ourselves to believe it. And I said they're like weeds, because they infiltrate all of the rest of our thinking, and we automatically mm-hmm. will respond to it in a way that does not complement, does not help propel toward a different kind of thinking. It really is like a weed, and it stops the productive thinking, the fruitful thinking, from having any ability to prosper. And the bad news about weeds, when they stay there too long, they destroy a crop.
Mm-hmm. They choke it out.
So you have, yes. So one of the things I was thinking is that we really have to dig deep. And this is, of course, for people who really want to. And, you know, as self-seekers and vindicated, you know, we're constantly analyzing ourselves and our thinking. And sometimes it really takes some time to go deep to see, why did I say that? Why do I do that? Why do I keep getting certain kinds of results in my life? Let me just go back and hear who said that to me, or where that started getting ingrained. Where did that start getting planted? And the great news is, once you can kind of determine where that is, that's when you start pulling it out. You just say to yourself, you know what, that's not really true. That's something somebody said to me when I was in the third grade on the playground.
Yes.
That's something somebody yes. said to me at work at my first job when I got something wrong. You know, you you carry some of this stuff with you, and then you let it, again, grow like a weed, feed into other things. Somebody made you feel bad or inadequate or whatever, and then you just let it sprout up around everything else that you're doing. And so it takes some digging.
Let me offer this, because it one of the things that I see among the majority of people is lack of introspection. It's not always comfortable for us to take a look at ourselves. I think far too often we feel condemned and belittled and out of sync and off our game, and then somebody says, take a look in the mirror when your life's not working, and you don't want to further put yourself in those situations that you feel victimized by and put in. But taking a look at yourself is the only way to get ahead of anything to effect change on anything. Marianne Williamson says, as she lectures from the book A Course in Miracles, is that there's just one of us here, one child of God. And so when you are in a situation and you are constantly being confronted with someone doing something or someone saying something, or just constantly, it's kind of like you're in a loop and you just can't break free, and you want to go deep, but these things keep happening. One of the most important things we can do, Silver, is stop talking about it. I have found that the universe's answer is always yes. But how are we asking the question? We tell the same stories. I keep telling stories about how people are being mean to me, and people keep being mean to me. Why? Because that's the vibration that I'm in. That's what I am growing, because that's what I'm focusing on. That's the story I continue to tell. And the universe's answer, God's answer is, okay, you don't have to suffer like this, but if that's what you resonate with, we can keep letting that happen. Because I love you that much, because I don't want you to be disappointed. And so if we can go and look deep, and see where we first got the message. Because it's in not checking that message, not pulling the root out at its implanting, that it has grown to the kind of thing that magnifies in our thinking, that the world keeps showing us what we believe about any situation. So if we can't go that deep, if you can do it, but in the meantime, just stop magnifying everything that's gone wrong or going wrong in your life. Stop talking about it. Stop growing it. Stop creating it. And you will find different situations happening, because it certainly doesn't make you feel good. We talk about the feeling being the prayer. The feeling, and as we recount these stories, we're all hurt and disillusioned and disappointed. Back to the beginning, when we first felt that pain, why would we do that to ourselves? Stop it. And let something else begin to grow.
Which means that there have to be new seeds planted. What do you think about that? Where do you feel a person should start trying to put new seeds in the grounds of their thinking?
Master Your Mindset Monday is a great place to start. It just is.
That's what I'm talking about.
it just is. Anything that makes you feel good, anything that gives you an opportunity to celebrate yourself or life, a sunset if that makes you happy, a child laughing. I mean, we just need to break the cycle. I read and think and journal and study a lot about this stuff, but if I don't catch my mind, Silver, before my foot hits the floor, somebody can be crazy other than me. If I don't catch myself, if before I make it to the bathroom in the morning, I'm recounting some situation, something crazy that somebody said to me, you got to get ahead of it. So I dine on Happy Meals. I read things that give me something else to think about, and I'm not afraid to look and see that sometimes I'm tripping and I'm crazy, and I realize that if I want to keep tripping and being crazy, that I need to keep doing what I'm doing. So the opportunities for growth, they are so many. They are so many. But I would say that if you have an opportunity to talk with a friend and someone that you share with. Talk about things. Think about every word that you say is a seed that you're planting. And what do you want to grow up in your life? Oh, I had such a lousy day. Okay, well, more of them are coming.
That's for sure. And speaking of that, that brings me to point two. The negative thoughts are scripts, and those are scripts that we have to rewrite. And, you know, we have to write the real truth about what's going on, what we're thinking, and to help get rid of the can's, the won'ts, the don'ts, and, you know, this is what's going to happen because we already think we have the correct perspective. And I want to share this is a funny story. I was in a store last week, and I was in the lingerie department, and I just happened to be
at an aisle where there were, you know, lightweight things, and the rack that I was going through, items kept dropping and falling because they were lightweight, and some of them weren't hung back up on the rack. And it was kind of funny to me because every time I'd go to the next thing, something else would drop on the floor. I would just pick it up and put it back on the hanger. And it was so funny. I didn't realize that another customer in the store was kind of watching that. And she came up to me and said, "It's just not your day, is it?" And I think I turned my head around so fast, like,
you
wanted
to say, back,
say,
devil, down, devil.
Yeah, exactly. It was funny because I was going to say, "Lady, look, I could write your list and start going down it." And I was looking at her so serious, like, I said to her, "I'm not receiving it." And I thought, okay, stop, because the next thing you're going to hear is, "Security," because she won't know why you're rambling on about thinking negatively. But I really had to shut that down because she was so serious. And I even said to her, "Oh no, I don't think I'd be too upset about a couple of pair of panties falling on the floor. That's really just not a big deal." And she was looking like, I think I said that to the wrong person, and I was looking back at her like, "Yep, you did."
You know,
it was
what?
Just but interesting to me about the negativity of something that simple making my whole day a disaster. Come on now.
Well, but you know what? But we can only speak from our own truth. And bless her heart, but that's where she was located. But I also say bless her heart, because what a wonderful opportunity she gave you to confirm your truth. We are never, we never know that we're growing. We're certainly not developing strong and resilient concepts, not to mention muscles, if they're never challenged. A 5-pound dumbbell is not going to have you looking like She-Ra. It just don't work that way. So you have to have these opportunities to reconfirm and confess, no, this is a wonderful day. Thank you. You know, so we don't get bent by where somebody else is not, but we get excited because we get an opportunity to, again, remind ourselves of what the choice we have made. And I say also, it's funny, now there are many forms of thought that says that you will not see, you won't even see it. It can't even come around you unless you have a part in you that's going to recognize it. And so you would say in a situation like that, "Looks like I'm not where I want to be yet," because otherwise that statement she would never even have said that to me. So she's given me an opportunity to check myself and make sure that I raise my vibration of thinking. Otherwise, that negative thinking.
Well, trust me, it wasn't my vibration of thinking. Some people just are ugly acting and ugly in their thinking and not evolved. And that's the way I perceive
if we're really giving people an opportunity to grow, then we've got to be willing to be better than where we are. Otherwise, there's no growth.
People in general?
Oh, absolutely, always.
Oh, okay. All right. I follow you now. Yeah, that's exactly true. That is exactly true. So it's a major thing that we pay attention to those scripts that we just say things like, you're having a bad day, or, oh, that sure is lousy, or how we speak things, and realize those are really just scripts. I'm sure a lot of people don't even realize the impact when they say things like that. But just think of how many people say, "Yeah, wow, it sure is, wow."
And then starts the litany of complaining about all that's gone wrong.
And not only that, propelling yourself into a bad day because you took that message and ran with it.
Right.
So we have to be really, really careful about the script. And even when others are saying things, like you were just saying a moment ago, rewrite that thing real quickly in your head, because there are other options of things to say to yourself. Even if you're overhearing somebody else's conversation or just talking directly to you, or you hear it on TV or wherever, you have the opportunity, you use the word opportunity and it's perfect, to rewrite that in the middle of all of it. And prior to that, you said about stopping it. Well, and that's actually the third point, and we'll talk about it more then. But you, sometimes you got to walk away. You've got to put your headset on. You've got to do something so that you just don't let that infiltrate your head, your spirit, your emotions, and your day, your life. That's what you have to do. So rewriting the script, though, for our own long-term purposes is so important. All that stuff that we just so, you know, unconsciously let come out of our mouth because, you know, it's what everybody says. We just do have to just stop doing that and come up with other ways. I actually did laugh. I was making fun of how I handled that, but I actually did kind of laugh when she said that to me, but I did shut it down because I my day was blessed, and that's what I was going with. But I did not say anything literally offensive to her, but I did have to walk away and reel myself back to a place like, oh, my heart is happy, and let's go buy this stuff. So it worked out all right. And the third thing we have, we just have about 5 or 6 minutes, Cassandra. Can you believe it? It just flies by. It's what you said earlier.
This is
Stop.
A topic that's so passionate to me. It's just so passionate to me, though.
We might carry it on to a step, a part two. We'll see for next month. But the third thing I have is stop, get out of here. Throw those thoughts out like they're junk. Just really realize that they are obstacles, that they're blocking your view, that they're blocking the doorway to other wonderful thoughts, and you have to treat it like, you have to try getting it out of there, like treat it like somebody came in your house to steal something. What you do with that?
Okay.
You wouldn't let that happen, because what thoughts are doing are stealing the productivity. They are stealing the pleasure and the happiness out of how you could see things or experience things or even have the confidence to move forward in so many things. So it's important that you really take an attitude towards it, a very ballistic one, about getting rid of them. Treat it like junk. When I first training myself to think positively, I can't remember what motivational speaker it was or if I read it. I might have read it in Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking. I'm not sure right now. But one of the things I read was to take that thought and think about going and putting it literally in a trash can. And so when thoughts would come to me, I would visualize myself going and taking that particular thought and putting it in the trash can. And I practice everybody that had a theory or a philosophy about retraining your thinking. I took those things to task and utilized them to train myself to stop the influx of things that can actually get in the way and you don't know. I was really, the first time, I was about 18 years old, the first time I heard anything about all of this, and I was just excited. Something about it just grasped me in my spirit, and I thought, you know what, that sounds like so much fun. And for someone to be so young and experience so much in life already, I think I need this. And so when I started it, I started very simple, reading and listening to some, back then, some tapes, and I just ate it up like it was a good meal, and it certainly has turned out to be just that.
You're absolutely right, but and I would offer or encourage or remind us to leave them there. A lot of times we will take them out and whatever visual you have, or even if it's an actual thing, caution not to dwell too much on it. Because remember, what you focus on, you grow. What you focus on, you bring more situations for you to see. So if you're going to trash them, leave them. Don't bring them out when you get together with a friend. Leave them there. Don't bring them out in the middle of the night. Leave them there. If you have such an appropriate place for stinking thinking, which is in the trash, with the lid slammed shut. But once you do that, leave it there and get, as you used to say, a new revelation. Have a new thought. Think on something lovely. something that makes you laugh, watch a funny movie or a rom-com, something. But once you do that, because that's exactly where they belong, don't rehash them. Leave them there. You know, positive thinking is, it is such a cliched phrase, but it is truly the secret fountain to happiness, to vitality, to life, to youthfulness, to everything that you want. Because if we are, and I found this to be my experience, if we are truly co-creating and manifesting our experiences, and I believe that we all are, albeit most of us do it completely unconsciously. God said ask, but we're asking with everything that we're about, with what we look and focus on, with the words that we say, with the things that we do, with the thoughts that we have, and the answer is always yes. Then, like I say, take responsibility for where you are in your life and change your mind. People say it's not that easy. I love your trash scenario. Write them down. Honor them to that degree and thank them for coming so you have an opportunity to build your muscle of resolve, to build your positive thinking muscle, and then dispose of them and leave them there. Trust me, in the beginning, you'll have plenty more opportunities of things to throw away. But eventually, so you don't have to, I say that to say, so you don't have to go get that one back. Somebody else gonna do something or say something. You're going to have another time. But eventually, as you stop entertaining the madness will not come to visit you because it won't be comfortable. It will find no place with you. You will have no mindset, no equivalent for it. It will not come to you. So this is life giving stuff we talking about, Silver. This is grown folks' business, John.
It is indeed. And I'm glad that you said all that you just said, because so many people feel that positive thinking is just a lot of fluffy, I'm not dealing with life in the real sense kind of thinking. And it's so not that. It's just so just rearranging how you view and you see things. And until you try it, my theory, my suggestion is until you try it, don't knock it, because it really does work.
I know we're out of time, but let me say something to that, and it's really important about not dealing, because many people will say, well, I have to be real, so I have to tell you how jacked up things really are. And so then they would say, well, do you want me to not look at reality? And I would say, if reality makes you happy, if everything you see and about to tell me is going to bless your life and mine, then spew it on. But reality is simply what you decided that it is. That's what we don't get. What we see,
yeah.
We see what we believe we're going to see. We see what we created, because everybody doesn't see it your way. There's some folks that are happy.
Well, you know what this tells me is that we really are going to have to look at doing a part two. I want to thank you again for connecting with me today. You know, as I said, this is one of my favorite shows out of all that I do, and I tell you, I could really roll with it several times of back to back. That's how much I love it. So I thank you. And anybody listening, check out Cassandra at www.cassandramcshepherd.com. Her information is on the page that if you're online, you're looking at right now. You can see all the wonderful things that she does. She's also a speaker. And she's a great one, and so check her out. She's also one of the panel hosts on Real Milwaukee every morning, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., and that show streams, so they're fun to watch. So check that out, too. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, and please let your friends on social media know exactly what happens at Foxology today, and let them know, too, that today was really a pretty awesome show. We were really getting that negative thinking out of here. So look forward to talking to you again next week. Going to have a health expert on next week talking about hormone health. You don't want to miss that for both men and women. So in the meantime, I want to wish you a wonderful day. Be good, be blessed, be awesome. And before you go, here's a little bit more of You Foxy Thing for you. Have a great day.